Today on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
Too much to do and not enough time to do it in.
You end up letting people down as stuff slips through the cracks.
You're never making change.
The hamster wheel where it's just Groundhog Day. It's the same stuff. You just can never seem to get ahead and you will get tired and die.
A ringing phone is urgent doesn't mean it's important.
Important tasks, but not urgent, are stuff that actually changes our life.
Every single time you do anything, you are choosing to do that. So let's unpack how we can actually do this differently.
Feeling tired already.
Yeah, me too. We could go back to bed.
Well,
not together.
A massive challenge for business owners is a lack of time. And a lack of time not only to get all the work done to keep the business running, but also a lack of time to spend actually working on the business to improve it. Tune into this week's episode where we bust open the I don't have time myth and show you how to get ahead not only of your current workload, but also to make time to work on improving your business. You're listening to the Profitable Tradie Podcast, where every week we help you make more money, get your time back, and make life and business a whole lot more fun. Join us as we transform your plumbing, electrical, or similar service business into a successful operation. Don't miss a beat. Hit the follow button. Let's get started. Well, howdy there. Tony Fraser-Jones, the host of the Profitable Tradie Podcast, with plenty of the time this morning. Well, mate, Phil Smith. Yeah, you got plenty of time this morning?
Mate, we've always got plenty of time. It's always a matter of perspective, right?
Apparently. Sounds like you're under a bit of pressure to get here this morning, as I was getting family organised. Yeah.
But you know what? You have exactly the amount of time that you had every other morning, so all you got to do is just use it better, right?
Yeah, easier said than done.
I can hear people listening to that like, going,
smash those guys.
No, it is a bit light there sometimes.
What are we getting into, Chief?
Mate, we're talking about the age-old problem of having too much to do and not enough time to do it in. And the issue that most businesses are going to face is, it's hard enough to stay on top of your day-to-day issues, you know, without being able to make time for working on stuff to improve your business. So fitting it all in is tough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about people's to-do list, if they've actually got time to write a to-do list, I mean, people often just stumble into the day and it just takes them over and it's like a flipping roller coaster until they crash in bed.
Yeah, that's right.
But even if you do have a to-do list, it's always got more on it than you can do. And most of it is just stuff that needs to be done in the next couple of weeks or the next couple of days, let alone all the stuff that you would love to do, which would actually help improve your business, whether it's putting systems in place or building some hiring processes or marketing or sales or whatever, or just to get a clear head to think about. Stuff for a few hours. It's really, really difficult.
And this is before we even mention, you know, time to actually look after yourself, your health, your hobbies, your family, be a good husband, wife, father, mother, brother, sister, friend, whatever. Like, I mean, we haven't even talked about that yet.
Feeling tired already.
Yeah, me too. We could go back to bed.
Well,
not together, all right? Like, anyway, I'm sure you have a story to kick
us off.
That's
an attractive invitation. I might just pass there, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
Look, if you think about this concept of I don't have time, it's an interesting concept. If you think about a bad situation in your life, like for example, you know, God forbid this never happens, but you get a phone call from a hospital and they say, hey, look, your son or your daughter has been in a really bad car accident. You need to get to the hospital. Well, nobody's going to say, I don't have time. When, you know, 5 minutes before that phone call, that's all they were saying to people asking stuff of them. I can't do that because I don't have time. Mm. And so what that story demonstrates, because of course you're going to go straight to the hospital. Everything else will fall away and, you know, you'll get there as quickly as you can because that person and that situation is really important to you. It's a priority to you. So it's about importance. And I think that the story here demonstrates that time is definitely a challenge. And obviously you can't do everything that you need to. That's just that's called being a human being. And it's worse when you're a business owner, obviously, because there's more stuff.
Yeah.
But you prioritize stuff. And that's the story there shows us that some things are more important than others. And we spend our time on the things that are important to us.
Yeah,
or the
right.
things that we think are important to us.
Yeah, big time. And I think if we, you know, if we don't actually get things right in terms of the way we look at time, we'll run into some problems, right?
Yeah, well, first thing is you just feel overwhelmed because there's just too much to do. You can never get ahead. There's a never-ending stream of jobs to get through. There's a never-ending stream of jobs to price. There's a never-ending stream of invoices to send out, problems to fix up, staff to help, employees to help, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you just kind of get near the end, and then the whole week or month starts again, and it all repeats.
Yeah.
And what happens is if you've got too much going on, you end up letting people down as stuff slips through the cracks. You just can't keep up with stuff. You get, you know, well, this happens to me, to everyone. This stuff falls off the table because you just can't literally get to it.
Yeah.
and life and business then starts to feel like a hamster wheel where it's just Groundhog Day. It's the same stuff. You just can never seem to get ahead, and you get tired, broken, you give up and you die.
Yeah, not a good outcome. So let's try not to give up and die.
Metaphoric death in some ways, but physical and for some people.
Well, to be honest, I mean, like, without getting too deep into it, it is the kind of thing where if you keep being in that state where you give up and die because you keep actually burning the candle at both ends, then actually it is the kind of thing that sends you to an early grave. So, I mean, we're not being completely facetious saying you give up and die.
100%.
Now, on the other hand, if you can look at this the right way, we got some upsides.
Yeah, so if you can learn to manage your time and get the right perspective on time, you will learn how to work a bit smarter and focus on the things that really move the needle, because some things make a big difference and some things don't make a big difference. And you'll feel like you're making progress with your life. So you'll actually be able to focus on growing your business, improving your business, which helps you create a better lifestyle, and life's more fun. You will improve your profitability and you'll grow your business, and you'll be able to provide better service to your customers as well, because things are more organized. And that gives you a feeling of progress and satisfaction, which is a big thing when you're always under the pump with time. You're like, man, I can just never get ahead. Like, it's just, my head just gets pushed underwater all the time, and that really is not very satisfying. And at the end of the day, what we find, having coached thousands of business owners, those who are better able to manage their time and create the right priorities, they focus on the stuff that's more important, that allows them to grow their business, that leads to more time for them, more money, and more freedom.
Yeah.
And right at the core of that is the perspective you have on time and how you actually manage yourself relative to your time is absolutely critical.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it really is the key to business success and life success.
It is. And the biggest challenge, for people in a coaching program like we run is just not having the time to actually action the things they know they should, which is going to give them the result that they want.
Yeah.
Because they get absolutely drowned by the day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, totally. So let's unpack how we can actually do this differently, because I think everybody's pretty keen at this point.
I think the big realization I had with time, and I've found this a struggle as well, is that nobody has enough time, and everyone has enough time.
Yeah.
I mean, there is only 24 hours in the day. My perspective now is, God gave you 24 hours. What's the point of complaining about this? Not like you, Phil, have got more hours than I have. It's how we use them. That's the important thing. And so different people use time in a different way, and they allocate the hours they have to tasks which are more or less valuable.
Yeah.
And the people who allocate them to stuff that's more valuable, they get a better result. And if you think about people who are extremely wealthy and successful, Jeff Bezos, the amount of value he gets out of an hour is a lot more than I get out of it, because he's getting more results.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't lie with the results, right?
That's right.
Results don't lie.
They don't lie. And so it's about how we actually think about the hours we use.
Yeah, big time. And I think that's really where it requires a change in perspective. And I think the big thing is, it's every single thing that we do in our life is a choice. And, people say, oh, I have no choice. But the reality is, even if you were in jail and someone's making you break rocks all day, you are choosing to break rocks, really. Like, firstly, you made the choices that got you in there. But secondly is, when someone says break the rocks or else, what you've chosen is break the rocks rather than or else, right? When somebody says I don't have enough time, what they're saying is I don't have enough time to read this book and brush up on this topic. And what they really mean is I'm choosing to do something else instead of that. Right down to sometimes you choose to go to sleep instead of stay up all night, smashing out some pricing. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating for you staying up all night. But every single time you do anything, you are choosing to do that. You can do anything else. You'll just live with those consequences.
Yeah, and I think that's a really, really powerful thing to understand. We feel out of control when we feel like we don't have choice.
Yeah.
When I have to do this because it's just got to be done.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's a bunch of BS. There's very few things that have to be done. What's going to happen if it's not done? Maybe you don't get a job. Maybe a client gets unhappy. Has anyone died? Is that the end of the world? Like, is civilization as we know and finished?
No.
It hasn't.
Of course not.
It's about choice. And so if you can get yourself in the perspective of, well, I'm going to choose to price that job today and stay up an extra couple of hours because I'm going to choose to do that because I think that's a great opportunity and it's going to be really beneficial for my business.
Yeah.
That's a much more powerful perspective than, man, I have to do that because the client needs it, and if I don't do it, the world's going to end and I'm going to lose this job.
Well, it's that wording. It's, I have no choice.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing is when people say I have no choice, what they really mean is I've weighed up the consequences of two potential actions and I've chosen one of them based on, I think it has the most favorable consequences, you know, so the outcome of the actions I take is the most favorable outcome that I've chosen. But often I think what we're really looking at is that we're going to choose to avoid pain more than we move towards pleasure. Getting a little bit a little bit deeper here, but
this
I think
critical,
it's important,
man.
Because the big thing is that we'll say, you know, I need to go to site today and check on the boys and get this job over the line. I have to do that. I have no choice. And what you're really meaning is that if I don't do that, the potential outcome is that we're going to be behind on that job and we might come in slightly over hours and the client might be a little bit annoyed and, you know, all of this stuff, which, by the way, is always a might. It's never guaranteed. But that's all a might, and you know, I don't like the potential outcomes there. They might be annoyed and they might not give me any more work. And what I'm choosing not to do is, you know, to work on this pricing system, which is going to make me more efficient at pricing moving forward. And the reason is because there's potential pain of me not going to site and smashing this job out with the guys, but there's potential pleasure with me fixing my pricing system so that I can price jobs more quickly and accurately for better margin moving forward. Thing is, pissing off this one client might not even happen. We might still come in on hours, and if we're just over, honestly, it may not be the end of the world. But if I can get that new pricing system in place, I'm going to be way quicker pricing jobs moving forward. My margins are probably going to be stronger, and I'm actually going to save a boatload of time, which is actually going to translate to more money moving forward. But we're going to always avoid the pain before we move towards the pleasure. And so often we're going to deny ourselves the thing that's going to make your life better overall to try to avoid, you know, a small amount of pain right now.
That is actually the key to happy or unhappy living right there. And it's the similar analogy to, hey, I've got a craving and I'll eat that donut, because that's easy. It gets rid of a short-term challenge versus, hey, man, I need to go to the gym today and do a workout because I know if I do that consistently, I'm going to live a long, healthy life and have lots of energy. But most people get the donut.
Yeah, and so, I suppose there's a recency thing here as well, as far as the immediacy of the result.
Yeah, so recency is a big thing. The closer that result, negative or positive, is to you, the more likely you are to take that action. So here's the big thing. If you've read a book by Stephen Covey, who is also...
Did just now.
Well done. called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Amazing book. If you can get it on Audible, just listen to it as you're driving around. It's brilliant. He talks about the difference between urgent and important tasks. So urgent tasks are those things that have to be done now, and if we don't do them, it's going to create a lot of issues. Important tasks, but not urgent, are stuff that actually changes our life. Mm. That's strategy type things, building systems, looking after ourselves, having a holiday, thinking about where we're heading with our business, putting your pricing system in place, a hiring system, quality assurance checklists, all stuff that takes effort but will pay off in the long term. Unfortunately, as you said, we're wired to just address the urgent tasks.
Yep.
And so we feel like we have no choice, but that's BS. We do have a choice. If we understand the fact that if we always do urgent stuff, that's going to leave us feeling frustrated, stressed, under pressure, anxious, and sort of on the go, versus the important stuff. It's going to take some effort, but in the long term, that's going to give us the result we want. It's going to actually lead to less urgent stuff in the future. So if you think about building a really good hiring system, well, that's going to make you less urgent in the future because you're going to have a better team and you're going to have less issues to deal with. And so that's the key thing of understanding that you do have a choice. It feels like you don't. Understand the motivations that drive you and reassess them. Understand them as priorities as they truly are, because the important stuff is actually the most important to do. And sometimes you have to sacrifice the day-to-day stuff. Well, you actually, the key to success is you have to sacrifice some of the day-to-day
stuff. You have to.
To do the important stuff. Otherwise,
you're never making change.
You're never making change, and you're the cycle of churn, urgency, on the treadmill, and you will get tired and die.
That's right. And I think, like, to take that concept just one level further as well, Stephen Covey actually breaks it into four quadrants, because sometimes it's not just a matter of is it urgent or is it important. You know, something can be urgent and important, in which case, cool, like, jump on that.
Yep.
You know, it's okay to do something urgent as long as it's also important. You know, the big thing is that obviously we're going to address that stuff. That's a given. It really gets a little bit more murky after that. So if something is urgent but not important, well, then it might be, you know, really happening right now, but it's still not important. For example, a ringing phone. It's really hard not to pick up a ringing phone. And I'm sure a lot of the guys listening today, guys and girls, your phone probably rings a lot if you're a business owner.
Your ear is probably on fire as we speak.
That's right. But the hard part is you probably also know that a lot of those phone calls honestly aren't really changing your life or anyone's life. It's just basically wasted time. So the thing is just because it's urgent, a ringing phone is urgent, doesn't mean it's important. It could just be somebody who's been a time vampire just looking to waste your life a little bit. Now, on the other hand, there's stuff which is unurgent, but it's important. And so that's, you know, the stuff that's really going to make long-lasting change and a difference in your life. But it's just not knocking on your door right now. And I suppose that's really all of the big changes you want to make in terms of business improvement, you know, system creation. It's basically all the stuff that's going to really help you get ahead. None of that's ever really that urgent, you know, because you could do it now, you could do it tomorrow, you could do it next week. You're still going to reap the benefit. But the hard part is tomorrow never comes. And so you really never get around to that unless you actually put proactive focus. And then obviously there's stuff which is not urgent or important, in which case I'm like, cool, if you find yourself doing that stuff, please stop.
That's like Facebook and Twitter.
That's right. And I mean, we have some pretty good practical tools which are going to help us pull this apart.
Yeah, so the psychology of it is critical to understand, because if you don't understand the fact that you have a choice to deal with urgent stuff or the important stuff, you've got to understand that, because that'll help you make good choices with the tools that that can help with, you know, planning your time. I think the first tool is... Well, it's basically you can't manage what you don't measure. If you don't know where you spend your time, how can you fix it up? So we get our members to do something called a time productivity analysis. We actually record for a week or two, if that's how long it takes to actually get a good feel for where your time is actually going. Because you will find you spend a lot of time on stuff you did not realize. Our experience is that a lot of people actually change their time habits when they actually just start measuring, because they're like, flipping heck, like this is just stupid.
Yeah,
you know, I'm wasting all this time on the phone, or I've got meetings that are all over the show, and I'm spending time driving to the same part of the city six times a week where I could put all the appointments together and save myself, you know, three trips.
Yeah, big time. And I suppose like with this is just try to be really accurate with where you spend your time. Like don't lie to yourself. Remember, God's watching, he knows. So you might as well not lie to yourself.
Or if he's not, Phil is. So
well, I am.
Careful.
I definitely am. I remember watching the Arnold Schwarzenegger's documentary that just came out recently. It's 3-episode 1 on Netflix. Great watch.
It was a great watch.
But he's talking about, you know, exercising well into his 70s and old age. And, you know, I asked him, like, how do you do this? Like, how do you find the time? You had all this stuff going on. And he says whenever anyone asks him about that, he pulls out their phone, opens a Screen Time app, shows them the amount of time that they're mucking around, and goes, don't tell me you don't have time to exercise. Which, again, I think it's true, though, right? It's like if you do that simple thing to yourself, just pull out your screen time and then have a look at it, and then don't tell me you don't have time to work on your business, because you somehow have time to muck around on your phone quite a lot, right?
That's right.
So, I mean, it's all just a question of choices, like we said. But if you do that analysis of your time, it'll give you a good look at where things are actually going. Don't lie to yourself. You want to see the brutal truth, because that's going to help you to see where your tasks fit as far as those quadrants. And, I mean, I think the next thing we're able to do from that is start to put it into some kind of structure.
And do that time productivity on 15-minute time slots. You might even find things like, geez, I spend an hour a week doing payroll. And you're like, well, that's a dumb idea. Someone else could do that.
Well, actually a funny one here, Tony, if you don't mind. I once heard that, and I'm sure everybody has an employee that spends at least 20 minutes of work time on the toilet, should we say, per day. Now, if you do that, you actually get paid for a full 2 weeks of toilet time per year, which I thought was shocking and a little bit frightening.
And probably that toilet time correlates to a bit of screen time, a little bit of TikTok.
A little bit of muck around, you probably weren't doing the business the whole time, were you? But
That's right.
But I tell you what, you were getting paid for it.
Yeah. So once you know where your time's going, a tool that is incredibly powerful is something called a default calendar, where you basically map out how you're going to have each week look. And you do this as like a template. And so you put the big rocks in first. What's the important stuff that you know you must do that's going to make a change to your life? And so that often is your exercise, your recreation, and your work on the business time. So, for example, you know, when our members kick off, our goal in the first week is for them just to lock in 4 hours a week to work on their business.
Yeah.
That's it. And if you do that, that's going to start turning the wheel in a different way.
Yeah.
And as you get more sophisticated, you can map out the whole week. But it's things like, hey, I'm going to go do site visits or go out in the field twice a week. I'm going to do it Tuesday morning and Thursday afternoon. And if people need pricing done, then the office can say, hey, Phil's available on Tuesday morning or Thursday afternoon. What time works best for you? You block it and book it. Put it all together. Rather than going Monday afternoon, Thursday morning, Tuesday afternoon, Friday first thing and Friday last thing, which is a complete shambles.
Yeah, well, you can't really do anything with the downtime in the middle.
Yeah, it's different headspace. It's too much.
Yeah, and I mean, again, build up to this, guys. It's like Tony said, I think a really important thing there is don't try to structure your entire week right off the bat if you've never done this before. Like when we have new members join our program, the first thing we try to do is just create 4 hours a week for them to work on their business, to hit that stuff that's important but not necessarily urgent so that they can get ahead and start to see real meaningful change. That's really it. That's all we try to do. We're not, you know, trying to tell anybody, hey, look, we're going to completely get all your time back in week one or two. That's ridiculous. You can't stick to that. It's too much change too quickly. What we do is we make time for you to be able to create time later and make more meaningful change. So build up towards that. But obviously, as you said, the more sophisticated you get, the more control and structure you can build to your whole week. Now, when we get to that point, we've started to group that time a little bit more. And at this point, we uncover something called trim, transfer, or trash. So why don't you speak to that for a sec? I think that's a pretty important one.
Well, most people are too busy. They got too much to do. And so the key to growing a great business is that you can't do everything. In fact, there's an inverse relationship between control and growth. And so you've got to let go of some stuff to be able to grow. It's just not possible to do it all yourself. And newsflash, you may be listening and think, oh, there's nobody could do it as well as me. Well, you know, you can wallow in that delusional state if you want, but it's not going to help you grow a business because there are other people who can do stuff well. And they don't have to do it perfectly. They just got to do it well.
Yeah, that's right.
And so that's the key. So you got three options. You can trim stuff, you know. You can stop doing some stuff, like make it quicker.
Yeah, that's right. Or trim it down, right?
Yeah, trim it down. You can transfer it, which means you delegate it to other people. You get other people to do it. Or you can trash it, just stop doing it.
Yeah, altogether.
Just don't do it. Those are sort of the options you've got. And once you've done that, you know, you can look at actually the most important thing of growing a business, which is getting into your team.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, at that point, you can build your team out. You make the right hires and the right roles and get the right people. And at that point, you should be able to delegate to them. So if we think about that trim, trash, transfer, sometimes with the trim, I'm just going to not do quite so much of this. But the transfer part, you know, does require you to A, have a team, and B, them to be good. You know, because as you said, there is that fear of what if I give it to somebody or I delegate and then it's not done as well as what I would have done. The thing is, when you hire the right people and you put the time into them, then not only will they be able to do it as well as you, but ultimately they'll probably do it better because they have more time to actually focus on that.
On one thing.
Yeah, and just get it right, you know. For example, pricing. You know, like if you're doing all your pricing in your business at the moment, that's cool. You probably do a great job. You're probably very sophisticated at it. You know, like well done to you. Pat yourself on the back and then slap yourself as hard as you can because the fact is that you're probably only delegating a small sliver of your time to that. Now, as your business grows, you will have to let that go. Why? Because as the business grows, there is going to be too much pricing for you to fit in around other stuff. So you're either going to be a glorified estimator or you're going to need to get an estimator. And the minute you get an estimator, they'll be better at it than you. Why? Because it's 100% of their focus. So again, you build the right team, you get the right people, and then you can truly delegate to them, and that makes the transfer work. I mean, obviously with the trash, there's some stuff that's just a waste of time, so stop that.
Stop doing it. And, you know, I'd say with the estimator, you won't grow unless you get actual estimating help because you won't be able to price enough work to build the team. So building a team and delegation is absolutely key to time. Your time management, because you need to multiply yourself to get what you want out of your business, or what most of us want, which is time, money, and freedom. And that does require a great team.
Yep.
And what that means, though, at the start, which is kind of pulling this back to the start, is it's about understanding that building a team is one of the important, most important tasks in your business. But you're not going to die tomorrow if you don't do it.
Exactly.
But you will never get to where you want to get.
Which brings us right back to important but not urgent.
That's right.
That's the whole point, because you could build that team tomorrow, next week, next year, whatever, and you'd be fine. In fact, actually, it might feel more comfortable because it doesn't put that fire under your butt to go and actually get more work in or you know, build systems for them to follow or put time into training. So actually, sometimes it's not just not urgent. It's actually something you kind of want to kick the can down the road a bit out of fear and uncomfortable, you know, the fact that it's uncomfortable.
This is a massive part of time management. The important stuff often requires us to learn new stuff, which means we don't know it, which means there's some fear and anxiety around it. And what happens when there's fear and anxiety? Procrastination.
Yeah, we put things off.
We put things off because it's a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But until you push into that uncomfortableness, you won't get the changes you want, and your time challenges, they will not improve.
That's right. So you really need to be able to lean into that, you know, important but not urgent. I think that's the whole real point when it comes to time management.
That's
before you get that right, none of the rest of it's going to click.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we land this plane?
Let's do it. So nobody has enough time to do everything they have, and most of us buy into the delusion that I don't have time. But that's not true. Time is actually about priorities, and it's about making choices and you understanding that you have a choice about how you spend your time. The key to success is to choose to spend more time on the important stuff which will grow your business and your life rather than just focusing on the urgent stuff which will keep you anxious, stressed, and broken. Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again next time.
See you later. Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
Everyone in business wants better results, and that requires them to make changes. But change can be hard. Tune into today's episode where we break down why change is so hard and how to do change in a way that's much easier and will get you the results that you want. Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.